programme starting shortly on FM3 Classical Radio, Notturno, Music Through the Night. While here on Radio 1, we have the midnight news and sports news next, and then it's a late date with Maxi. We're now approaching midnight.
Radio 1 News at midnight, read by Ken Hammond. The Cabinet has decided to legislate for the transfer of responsibilities from government departments to any North-South institutions agreed by the parties to the Northern talks. But a decision on amending Article 28 of the Constitution, which vests executive powers in ministers, won't be made until the Attorney General has reported on the issue. At their day-long meeting in government buildings, ministers reviewed the areas in which power might be devolved to the North-South bodies. These include agriculture, tourism, transport, trade promotion, and industrial development. The Cabinet also decided to hold the referendum on the Amsterdam Treaty on May the 22nd, irrespective of the outcome of the Northern talks. The Northern Secretary says she's stubbornly optimistic that a Northern peace agreement is within reach by Easter, followed by a referendum in May. The Ulster Unionist leader, David Trimble, said he wanted to dampen down expectations as some serious issues hadn't yet been resolved. The North's political parties met at Stormont to begin the final phase of talks aimed at reaching a peace settlement. Two men have been charged in Dundalk in connection with Saturday night's discovery of £1,300 of homemade explosives in a shed in the town. They're due before the Special Criminal Court in Dublin later today. Two others, a man and a woman, are still being questioned. Ryanair has denied victimising three baggage handlers who took part in the recent dispute. The company said the three hadn't been offered permanent contracts at the end of their probationary period, but Siptu described the decision as provocative. Aileen O'Mara reports.
2 weeks ago, the long-running baggage handlers dispute at Ryanair closed down Dublin Airport when Siptu members came out in support of the strikers and the independent airline. Then a government inquiry was established to investigate the dispute. This is still going on. The strikers returned to work. Now three of the 39 striking baggage handlers were told their probationary period is not being extended. They are being let go. Ryanair says it decided not to offer them permanent contracts following a review of their probation. But Siptu says they've been sacked and this is a breach of the back-to-work agreement. Ryanair says 8 probationary employees were reviewed today and 5 were offered permanent contracts, including 2 who had been involved in the recent work stoppages. Siptu has taken the matter up with a government inquiry. They say the action is provocative. Meanwhile, the laid-off staff are to meet at Dublin Airport in the morning.
The Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment has sent an inspector into National Irish Bank to examine whether or not its offshore scheme was properly licensed. The action was taken by Minister of State Noel Tracy following consultation with the Thornister. The inspector, Martin Cosgrove, has begun his work and is due to report within 2 months. He has to determine whether any breaches of the Insurance Act and regulations occurred in relation to insurance policies sold to Irish residents. The United States has shrugged off President Yeltsin's dismissal of Russia's entire cabinet, saying it expected Moscow's reform policies to continue as before. President Clinton said he hoped the general direction of policy would be unaffected. Former Energy Minister Sergei Kiryenko, who has been identified with reform, has been given the task of forming a new cabinet. Mr. Yeltsin said the changes were to give an impetus to economic reform. Downing Street has confirmed that an all-ports warning was circulated last week because of a threat that Iraq may have been planning to flood Britain with the deadly germ warfare agent anthrax in bottles disguised as duty-free goods. A spokeswoman for the Prime Minister's office said Mr. Blair had approved the all-ports warning. However, she said there was no evidence the plot had been implemented and there was no cause for alarm. That was the Midnight Bulletin. I'll have a summary at 1 o'clock.
Thanks, Ken. And now with the sports summary, here's Yvonne Judge.
Thank you, Aideen, and here's the late sports roundup. Mick McCarthy has said that he will play Damien Duff in a 4-3-3 formation against the Czech Republic tomorrow, and Ian Evans has called up 6 new caps to the under-21 side who play tonight. The Director-General of the GAA, Liam Mulvihill, has spoken out against disciplinary lapses in the sport and recommends that players should be suspended for games rather than periods of time. Later this afternoon, the action gets underway at this year's Benson Hedges Irish Snooker Masters at Goff. Ireland's Fergal O'Brien plays Peter Ebdon at 2 o'clock. In golf, the Smurfit European Open is to be worth £1.5 million, following an increase in prize money by almost 50%. And Newcastle Football Club are to release a statement later this morning in relation to the current controversies at the club. It's thought that Sir John Hall is to return as chairman at St James's Park. And that's your late night sport. Sláinte Liv Gallagher.
At Centra, we never forget we owe our success to you, and we're saying thanks in a very different way. Centra Gold. Now for every £5 you spend at Centra, you get a Centra Gold stamp that you can use to get the things you really want. Holidays, books, CDs, family entertainment. Just 40 Centra Gold stamps, for instance, gets you 50% off a break for two at several hotels throughout Ireland.
Come on, let's stick together.
Centra Gold. Real rewards, real savings, real fast.
Who would paint any colour I want? Fleetwood Wood would Fleetwood.
Put Fleetwood paint Terminator black if Fleetwood woods and I'll be back.
Put Fleetwood paint the door of the buyer with a gloss that shines like a Sam Maguire.
Fleetwood Wood would Fleetwood.
Put Fleetwood paint many hues. Make them a colour they can't refuse.
If Fleetwood paints every colour in sight, why did they paint the White House white?
Colour answers from Fleetwood paint. Who would give you any colour you want?
Fleetwood Wood would Fleetwood.
Rand are broadcasting on AM, stereo FM and on satellite from Ireland. From now until 2, it's Late Date with Maxie.
Thanks, Aileen. Hello there. Welcome to Late Date. And the familiar signature tune that heralds in another Late Date with Maxie. I'll be with you through till 2. I hope you can stay all the way.
Sunset light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough. Time is up. Done before.